This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm outside with Mitch. This was after you had left the record. After we did Doughboys, I think you had to rush out or something.
I had to split.
Yes. And so I'm outside. Mitch is like, come on, I'll walk you out. And so I'm outside with him, and he's like, can I bum one from you? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, why not?
I kind of toss it to him. And he takes a huge drag. He like sucks the whole thing down.
The whole one in one.
Yes. Yeah,
I've been able to do that.
And he's like blasting it out his nostrils. And he's
French
like,
inhale, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, God, I can't believe some people eat that shit. And I was like, what do you mean? Like the food? Yeah. He's like, that's not food.
Oh, yeah. Like chain restaurants.
Yeah. Like chain restaurants aren't real food. And I was like, oh, I thought that you guys actually like.
They talk like they really.
Yeah.
Actually,
that they actually eat it. He's like, no, man. The only thing I eat on this show. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah.
I think he said something like the only thing I eat from this show maybe is MILF pussy.
Oh.
MILF pussy.
MILF pussy. The only thing I eat from this show is MILF pussy. Mitch said, the only thing I eat from this show is MILF pussy.
Yeah.
I thought they ate the fast food and
stuff. I thought that they were that was the premise of the show, that they were eating the fast food. I guess that it's just kind of like a character bit that they do where they pretend that they're eating all this different food when in reality – or maybe it's not like an alternative thing. It's just like because – I think he's saying because he does the show, he gets to eat a lot.
Oh, right. Because I've listened to the show. They don't talk about
it. No, they don't talk about that at all. No. So I don't think it's like that. Like, that's only.
That's okay. That's what I was. I mean, it took me a minute because I was just going, like, did I skip it? Like, was the Tournament of Champions about chomping? Like, that would have been chowing down, right? On MILF pussy. Because Nick had said to me, we're actually making fun of people who eat this food. Like, the whole idea
when you guys were in the bathroom.
Yeah, we both went to the bathroom together. Obviously, I can't hold it myself. And he was like, you know, we're kind of just making fun of people. But I thought, like, oh, he's tricking me.
Yeah.
Because he's sort of the Loki of the podcast world.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that Mitch said, the only thing I eat from this show is MILF pussy. That's a surprise.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet live back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Oh, what to talk about today?
Well, it's hard to decide. You know, every time I show up to make the show, I wonder what it will be about. And I never really know, and when I'm leaving the studio, I frequently don't know what we did talk about.
I have a story from the computer that's maybe a good way to begin.
This will be good.
Always fun to begin with a story from the week.
I've been wanting to get into the digital space.
On Sunday, Engineer Sam is helping me look at my Facebook, examine my Facebook.
That's nice. Did he try to give you a squeeze when he was like leaning in close doing the computer with
he
you?
He was acting like he was getting scared. Like we were watching a scary movie and
right.
You know?
And yeah, and it'll suddenly grip you like all of a sudden like, oh, sorry.
Right.
As if it's like a reflex.
Yes. I think he's sort of firing in a lot of different directions after I think he discovered recently that he was in love with Brett. We sort of forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
So I think since then he's been trying to be like, oh, like, is it possible for me to love other people? But I don't think – even as he's doing this with me, like kind of sidling up to me, I think he's kind of acting like this.
He's testing himself.
Yes, this is not it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, in my main feeder, the front section, I see a video – from Cody. It's not from Cody, but Cody's comments.
He
on
sent
it.
You
Cody's,
the video.
No. It's in my, Sam explained this to me. It's in my feeder because of him.
And he's starring in it?
No.
Oh. What's this video?
Cody's comments on it.
Oh.
But when he's doing that, it's in my main feeder. Okay? The video. The caption for the video says, when you promised her round two, but gave it all in round one. And I say, Sam, display video.
Mm-hmm.
And the video was of a monkey flicking another monkey's little,
what?
Little
book?
Didi. Yes. Flicking it.
Oh.
Sort of like... like the second monkey is too tired to get boned out, and so the first monkey is like, "Hey, what about what's why not? You promised," kind of like that, flicking it, sort of like, "Hey, you promised."
So,
and
I'll
remind you of the caption, which is when you promised her round two, but gave it all in round one. So it's like the monkey's, you know, doesn't have.
I'm the monkey.
You're
the
saying,
other one in this. So it's because it's saying when you. It's
yes.
Saying. This for when you promised her round two.
But you gave it all in round one.
You gave it all in round one. So
yeah.
the you is me is the monkey.
Yeah.
I'm the monkey.
And this is when that.
And I'm getting flicked by this woman.
Yeah.
Presumably it's Steffi Graf.
Mm-hmm. She's, yeah, this other, the monkey's wife.
And the monkey's wife is saying, hey, you promised me round two. But you gave it all in round one.
More information on the screen. This video was posted May 15th. Cody seems to have discovered it in late October somehow. He's the most recent comment by easily 4 months. Number two. The monkey, who's can't get boned out, is clearly sick or something.
He can get it. He can get that, but he already did it. He just can't do it right away.
But he
again
also
yet.
He looks sick in the video. It looks like he's sick. The video is sad. Number three, Cody's comment is just a tag of his girlfriend's name. Like, look at, check it out. Look
I'm not
at this.
The only one this happens to. This
that's
monkey
what
had it too.
I took from it as well.
That they recently had a very similar experience, and so this has become an inside joke he can share where she's going to go.
Where he gave it all in round one.
I remember when Cody gave it all in round one, he had promised me round two.
Nice to know that about you, Cody. Thank you. And so that got me to think about, what else can we do to help Cody express himself online? And this could be a good lesson for everybody.
Yes, I think that it's good for us through Cody, your simple average man, to sort of demonstrate to people, here's a way you could behave online that will help your friends picture you not only having sex with your girlfriend, not only picture your girlfriend having sex with you, but picture the two of you afterwards. She's mad and she won't stop flicking at your
little Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. and try to make it do the good stuff.
So let's here. Enter Facebook.
Pardon?
Enter Facebook, please. Oh,
right on the computer, like. You want me to just
execute? Yes, and okay. Turn the screen so I can see.
Oh, okay. You don't want to
put it on the big one.
It doesn't really turn.
Put it on the big one. That one turns.
Let's or see. Did you forget?
Because what do we know about Cody online? He reads the Lad Bible. He worships Lad Christianity. He likes Vice News. I don't know if he liked it, but I know he was interested in it one time when we were doing the show.
He likes it better than this show. That we can say for sure.
Okay.
Okay, and now I'm turn seeing faster. The video.
Yeah, okay, so we see the video, yes.
Round two.
Play it.
But gave it all in round one.
I don't know that there's sound, but if there is...
There is no sound.
Here it goes.
Oh, there is a little bit of sound. I don't remember this part. And he's flicking the DD. Doesn't he look sick?
He's very old, this monkey.
Stop it. And thanks, Cody.
And it moves a little bit. It moves just enough that you know, like, there's something wrong.
And don't worry. Keep it this way. Keep it this way. And don't worry. The song has the N-word in it, Cody's favorite word. And he found a way to finally get it on our show.
He put it on the show intentionally. He posts the video, knows Hayes is going to see it, knows Hayes is going to want Sam to show it to him, knows that... He's going to want to tell me about it, and then we're going to have to hear the N-word on the show, which Cody's been trying to get in here every episode.
Cody, go to your main part.
What, my, how do you mean?
The front, the Cody's page. Go to Cody's page.
Cody Man. I want to see Cody Man, main part.
Here it is. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Let's start with Cody's picture.
He's posting a picture.
Which one?
Okay, first of all, Cody Blaze Scully. What, like, you friggin' blaze it?
That's my middle name.
Oh, yeah?
It's Slovenian.
Is it from getting blazed out?
No. It's spelled with an S.
Oh, yeah? Do you not blaze,
bro? Blaze
it
420 every day.
Bro, do you not blaze? And be honest, you seen High Maintenance?
No.
Me neither. You seen
the Broad City thing that they did that was time travel, but it's weed time travel?
Vape life in the past?
No.
You didn't see that? Me neither. Okay, well, what about this? There's some show coming up that I sometimes get ads for on my Instagram that maybe like Best Buds or maybe is like... Mary and Jane or something, and it's like two girls smoking weed. You seen a commercial for that?
I've only ever seen Westworld. I don't know.
Cody's old profile pictures. Okay, some Lebowski shit. All right, okay. I can think that's cool for
okay.
sure.
Okay, he's definitely holding up a brewski, but he don't blaze. Ah! He got no head.
Picture Cody has no head. And that's a trick. I know that. Okay, I don't want to see these old Cody's.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't need to see this. Go to edit page.
You want me to edit
it? Cody's page.
I don't know how.
Computer, edit Cody's page.
Update,
hang on, he has a message.
Info?
He has a message. He has a message in his inbox.
Okay, well, first we have to take care of this message. I don't want you to... I think the show is important, but I also think that it's important to take care of any outstanding business that you have.
You
want to
read the message?
Yes. Introduce new message.
There's three of them.
Which one? This one?
Yes. Who's this? Brock?
Brock.
Doesn't seem like it's
no,
very important.
No, please. No, not Brock.
It's very.
Isn't he Ash's enemy from Pokemon?
He may be.
Okay, Cody, edit page. We need to introduce new ideas to your page. Because this is what this is about. It's showing people how to have good
fun
Facebook.
And good fun.
Yes. Tell me about Brock, please.
It can also be fun, yes. And explain Brock.
Brock is very handsome and kind. He
okay.
grew up many years ago. And he's...
What?
Can I say this, and we'll edit this out later. If what you're saying is true, this is why when somebody... is bad and does a crime, and Brock Turner, a Stanford swimmer who's actually a rapist,
Cody!
Goes to jail.
Cody.
We can't make it all about, Cody, okay. This is because his dad named him Brock, because okay. if there's another Brock okay. that Cody knows is a sweetie.
Okay, Cody. Cody.
Let's yeah. make it about he's a bad guy and not that it just his dad named him Brock.
Cody, I need you to respond to Brock, please.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
In the text box right now, sorry, I can't be your friends with you anymore.
I can't be your
friends with you.
Friends with you anymore.
Friends with you anymore.
Thank you.
Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Done. Press send.
It's done. Should I send the
You
little-
did say forever. You didn't say forever.
I can see it.
You didn't say no, it. No, 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 no faces. Forever. Thank you. Okay. Good. I'm glad we took care of that. Is there anyone else you need to get out of your life?
It's painful because he's really a good friend.
Cody, you cannot go around saying these things.
Cody.
And the fact that the first thing you thought to describe him was that he's handsome and kind and he grew up many years ago. Frankly, I think he has a little more growing up to do.
Possible.
Behind jail bars.
Yeah. For being in jail.
We all know that he would be fun there.
Cody. Did you just say that? I hope that my cans are malfunctioning. And it's pretty likely with you as the engineer that would happen.
You would be having funs there, too.
You would be having fun in jail, Cody.
Well, that's not what you said before. You said that he would be fun there.
Now.
Okay. Now, edit Cody's page.
Wait, I still don't know how.
Who's your new friend? Who wants to be friends with you today?
Blake.
This is another Lad Bible. Guy who worshiped the Lad Bible.
This is okay. This is one of the main Lad Bible guys I can see from the picture.
Yes.
This guy wants a job. Look at this guy.
What? Okay.
What's he saying?
What's he say?
He says, "Hey, Cody. Hope you're well. I'm a fellow Emerson alum, and I was hoping
old boys.
I was
club.
Hoping you could do me a favor.
Puke on me.
He wants me to do him a favor. I don't even know him. My buddy want." Berkeley is very into audio engineering.
Position. Who?
His buddy.
Want Berkeley?
He went to Berkeley.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's very interested in audio engineering at Earwolf out of their New York branch.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that got to do
with Here's what you were going to say.
Here's what we got to write back.
To want Berkeley.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name?
I don't know. Daniel.
Hey, so Dear Double D.
Whoops.
Don't make it go away.
Resume Facebook.
How do I?
Okay, begin message, Dear Double D. Actually, we actually need to say.
It won't let me type yet.
Sorry, we have to go back to the old message and say just Dear Brock.
Oh, yes.
Because yeah. we forgot
to start it. Dear so Brock. He doesn't know who's talking to him or anything.
This is good letter politeness. Okay, good. Dear Brock.
Dear
Thank
Brock.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
And do Dear White People. Right?
Do that to Brock?
To Brock, yeah. Dear okay. white people. I mean, very honestly.
It is, lately, yes.
Well, we think there's a reason he's not doing jail.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's the complexion connection, Dear White People. Thank you.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I think I've heard about it, too.
All right.
Maybe Cody uses it when he promised her he'd give her round two. And he gave it all up in round one. And why didn't he go to jail for that?
All right.
Dear white people.
Dear homie GGD.
No, 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 no.
Dear Double D.
D Dear DD. Dear Double okay. D.
Dear Double D.
Okay.
Have you seen Daredevil on Netflix?
No, that's for you, Cody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he said he'd only seen Westworld, so.
And we did catch him in a sneaking.
Fuck.
Well.
Fuck.
He's right to be this upset. In fact, I'm surprised he didn't react even larger than that.
Okay, Cody.
Now.
Dear Gigi.
Yeah.
Dear Double D.
Dear Double D. Have you seen Jessica Jones?
That, no. You want me to ask him?
Yeah, no, that's for him.
Oh. Have you seen Jessica Jones?
And now we wait.
Yeah, hopefully.
In the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Edit Cody's page.
Edit Cody's page.
Any other old messages you need to take care of?
Looked like you had three when you opened it, but okay, here's one.
Who's that? Can you largeify this, please?
Boring. Just boring.
Zooming.
Thanks, Cody. I appreciate it. He sent that to himself. Pathetic.
Ooh. Well, there's Mr. Kiefer.
Okay. Oh, Engineer Sam. Okay.
Engineer Sam is here.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
This could be good.
This is from...
What's he saying there?
September 13th.
Hi, Mr. Buntcake.
Okay, so Sam says, I see you, and you say, hi, Mr. Buntcake. First of all, September 11th, only 2 days ago. Glad to see you got over it so fast. Second of all...
Right after September 11th, he's immediately forgotten.
Second of all, what is the story behind this conversation?
Mr. Buntcake, I never heard you calling that.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Okay, oh, well, that's funny. Well, that's like James Bond. I know you might know that, not know why that's funny.
Okay.
But it is like James Bond.
Walk me through it. So what's a James Bond
situation?
I don't know
if you've heard of
that. Yeah. James Bond has a big secret. Somebody's like, tell me about it. He explains to them that his orders...
Help me picture it. Is he like a big, giant sort of mouse, or is he like a...
Okay, no. So this, you know James Pond?
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is like the human... Yes, this is the human version
Kroll's
of...
Kroll's doing it.
Yes, this is the human version of James Pond.
So it's James Pond if he was like...
Same suit.
Same suit.
Tuxedo. Bigger.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it can't be the same tuxedo because...
That's why I corrected myself.
Be spilling out
I know,
of it.
So you're not correcting me.
Okay.
Because I did say that first.
Well, yeah, but I'm the one who's explaining why it's important that it's bigger.
Okay, why is this?
I think I typoed to Double D. I said dead Double D.
Dead Double
dead
D?
Dead Double D.
Oh, Cody.
Cody. He's going to think he's dead.
Or I'm threatening him.
If I got a message
oh,
like that,
Cody.
He's
think okay.
I'm threatening him.
Okay.
I'd be so relieved.
Okay, Cody, type please.
To him?
Yes.
Please.
No. I'm you, please.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Comma.
No comma.
Oh.
Comma chameleon.
Oh, fuck.
From James Bond, huh?
Sorry, enter. What next? How do we come back from this? Because actually, we could be in big trouble for this.
From saying dead?
Yes.
So here's how we... I hate having to clean up this mess, but I'm kind of like the wolf in Pulp Fiction. Like, I'm like the guy you want to have when it's like emergency time.
Yes.
Fast.
He's so smart.
I'm the fixer. I'm essentially Ray Donovan.
He's so smart in that movie.
I'm essentially Ray Donovan. Oh, yeah.
When he comes and they're like, what are we going to do? And he comes in and he says, use cleaning supplies. Clean it up.
You better clean it up. We needed me here. You better clean it up. I'm dressed nice. The N-word. Get over here. Let's clean this up. Cody likes that part, huh, where he's saying the N-word. So, and then, all right. So, now I'm the wolf. So, let's clean this up. And I'm also like Ray Donovan. He's a fixer. So, all right. Dead Double D, we said. Have you seen Jessica Jones? Sorry. I'm the one who's dead.
That's good.
Boo, did I scare you? Please come see my one-man show. And then we have
and
to
then
come
back
up.
To yeah. Now we reset. Have you seen Jessica Jones?
Have you seen Jessica Jones?
Thank you.
Kevin, we need your pictures. We need to take some pictures of the screen.
Take the screen so we can't get in trouble for this.
Yeah. We managed to save some pretty big problem.
Okay. Now, edit Cody's page.
I don't know how to do that.
Update info.
Update info.
Where are you reading that?
Beep. Update info.
Beep, beep.
Oh.
These guys are rude. Nobody's writing you back.
Okay.
Change your profile picture.
Profile picture, yes.
Oh, God.
Do we have any pictures on the computer? No, none of those. Take photo.
Let me find you something.
Take photo. Take photo. Take photo.
Take it?
Take photo.
Mm-hmm.
Camera.
Allow.
Allow. Camera on. Okay. What should it be? Middle finger?
Let's see.
Kit Kat?
That kind of captures Cody's attitude.
Yes.
Kit Kat could be good. We have a whole bag of Kit Kats.
SD card.
Okay.
Are we dumping them out in front of
yes.
the camera?
Cody, here. Put all these Kit Kats in your mouth.
Dude, you're going to be legend.
Dude, this will be legend.
Dude, you will be legend. Yo, your girlfriend won't be mad about no round two after this.
Yes, and I think also
she'll be asking for round three.
She'll kind of see this and she'll be like, oh, maybe he could do something like that with me.
You know what I mean? She's the Kit Kat, you're the rapper.
This could be helpful.
I'm the, I guess I'm Kevin, I'm taking the pictures.
You want them all out like
ideally.
That?
Ideally.
No, don't put them all in yet because I still have to unwrap some.
It's going
to
melt. Like yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't put them all in yet, and that's kind of what Hayes was saying. And now I'm explaining again why something shouldn't be what it is.
Was your girlfriend – what happened? Was she mad at you after you promised her round two but you gave it all round one?
Yeah, was she freaking pissed off?
And –
I'm not gonna.
Is that why you put up the monkey? Say, oh well, look, this is actually very common.
I wouldn't say mad was the right word. It was more like
furious.
She mental.
Estranged.
Estranged.
That's the word.
Yeah. Or
holy shit, this guy's smart.
Sardonic.
Sardonic. Holy shit, this guy's really smart.
Okay. Now. Now we have all these unwrapped things. Should he just eat them? Maybe there is something better.
Yeah, maybe he should eat them and we'll just look around for something else to do.
Yeah, so do eat those.
There's fucking 15 here, man.
And you
okay, put them all in your mouth.
Oh, man.
You don't have to eat them, but you do have to chew them all up.
Yeah. We got to make a mush out of them, and then maybe that
maybe
that look like
maybe
that's your hair.
Maybe he's eating all of them at once. Eat them all at once. Don't just eat one at a time.
What if he makes a mush and we make it look like that's his hair? He's making a pretty
What if
mush.
He's eating and drinking at the same time? That could be cool.
Oh, that's fucking legend, dude. That will be legend, Cody.
Like extreme eat drink, Cody. Extreme
drinking.
Eat drink.
Oh, make it like the Kit Kat's a straw. No, don't.
Cody,
no, don't. Put more in your mouth.
More in your mouth and then do extreme eat drink and then take a picture
and
of
then
that.
Pour and then be pouring the water in through the Kit Kats and do it in
Kevin,
take
do
a
you
picture.
Know how to take computer picture as well
Kevin,
as
Kevin make computer picture.
Kevin's camera picture.
Kevin, activate computer picture.
How do
you use this mouse?
Oh ho ho.
Ho ho ho. That's dope. That's dope. Legend.
Oh cool.
Okay, so kind of lean your okay. So, Cody, lean your head back. No, like, bend backwards so you can kind of – bend your head backwards so you can kind of be pouring the water in your mouth.
Yes.
really
through the Kit Kats. Oh, and legend.
Really doing extreme eat drink.
That's dope. That's
It'll
dope.
Work.
It's going to go, man.
It is going to go.
Worst that could happen is you choke and you die.
Put the water up higher. It's not extreme. Put the water up high.
No, the water got to be up above it.
It didn't work.
Kevin made the computer go away.
Okay, no. It didn't work yet. It didn't work yet.
At least get the photo of the Kit Kats and do the water at the same time.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, extreme eat drink.
Yes. Kevin, get it. Oh, no. What'd you do, Kevin?
I don't know if it's working.
Oh, Kevin.
Okay, take a picture at least with Kevin's camera. Okay? Where are you going? No, Cody! What? No, right now. Kevin's camera. Oh, you're just dumping
the
water.
But I wish he was dumping it from above, but that is an okay photo.
Okay. Lean back. Whoa. Lean your head back, and he's going to take a picture
and
with
you
Kevin's
better
camera.
Dump it and better make a mess.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
That's
middle fingers.
Rebel,
good.
What legend.
Okay, now, no, extreme eat drink. We have to get a picture. What?
Okay, and we can't hear Cody, but he's saying something about a goblin.
Cody, you did all that effort to do extreme eat drink, and now nobody got a picture of you.
What kind of pants are these that we're working with here? I must know. The drawstring has like a little bell on it. The pockets are zippers. I mean, this is like some futuristic shit. Is that steampunk?
We got no picture of that. Oh, okay. That's all right. Yeah, okay. That's pretty rebel.
That's the same thing I said. It's pretty legend.
Okay. Kevin, initiate your Facebook, please.
Kevin, activate Facebook. Kevin, pronounce last name.
Oh, wait. Change your name, Cody. We have to change the blaze.
Okay.
What should it be?
Okay. Blaze. That make me think of Chibok, but that's already somebody took that. Because Cody does feel like a total Chibahawk. Dude who sniffs, somehow he always knows when you're blazing, when you're puffing down in your room.
Oh, Cody sniff, Scully.
Chibahawk.
Yes, Cody sniff, knock, knock, Scully.
Cody sniff, knock, knock, Scully, and sniff, knock, knock is got to be inside asterisks.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, that's you.
You don't what, Cody?
Know how.
Cody, type it or wipe it, baby.
Yeah,
you either
Cody.
Type it
those
or you
are,
delete your
those
entire
are your choices,
page.
Choices. So what's it going to be?
We either wipe you off the internet or you type it right now.
Overview.
Maybe ask Sam what he thinks about this idea, as long as you got him on chat.
There's no.
Edit your contact and basic info. Yes, I know you saw it right down there. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You sneak.
My AIM.
What about
my MySpace too?
Religious.
Wait a second, Cody. Scroll down. What is there under religious views? Okay, I'm going to read this out loud right now. Cody's religious views. Irrevocable commitment to any religion is not only intellectual suicide, it is positive unfaith because it closes the mind to any new vision of the world. Faith is, above all, openness, an act of trust in the unknown.
This is pre-Lad Bible, right? This is before you found your actual religion.
Wait, Cody, are you friggin' atheist?
I wouldn't say that.
Cody.
No, not atheist.
What are you?
Cody, I'm worried about you.
Are you agnocchi?
Ad linguini.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Kevin.
Edit Facebook.
Kevin, you don't have anything you need to do right now.
Kevin, activate Facebook.
Initiate Kevin's Facebook.
What are we doing? I don't want to go on Facebook.
Kevin.
Everybody wants to go on Facebook.
Kevin, pronounce last name.
Bartelt.
Ugh. Bartman, that's a name.
Yes. Okay, so we are going to have to figure out how to change names on here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you can do that. You entered an old password.
Sorry, you entered an old password. At least now Facebook's being sorry.
Okay,
first, you got any messages? Please check your messages.
They're personal.
How do you use nothing's your- personal. This is Hollywood, baby. Okay.
Wait, okay.
I'm playing drums.
Okay, okay.
Can I go now?
So what we're finding out now is Kevin is a true operator. Kevin says, "Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to grab some froyo tonight. If you're not busy, let me know." And am I pronouncing that right?
You got it.
There's seven O's. So what we're finding out now is one thing, froyo gonna make the girl cold. She's gonna need somebody to freaking warm her up. Maybe even take a sweater. He's gonna bring an extra one.
And he's not wearing anything underneath.
Oh, no.
The sweater.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen Kevin, the guy's freaking chiseled from granite. His body's like... Imagine if The Rock wasn't so lazy.
Hey, oh, I have something. Okay, so she said, "Oh, snap, let's rain check. I have plans tonight." Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a polite no.
Well, guess what, Kevin? Don't know if you saw the forecast for tonight, but it's going to start raining about 4:30 a.m.
Dude, this is a perfect opportunity. Whoa! So
yes, Cody's so catching on.
Yes, Cody's there. So this is what you write. It's time to cash that.
Oh, wait. Oh, we should bleep it because we don't want to use her name.
That's a good idea.
Okay. How's this? Dear Grover, it's time to cash that check. I got my umbrella. Slap on your Macintosh. Oh, man. And let's splash around. I'm looking to make more than one puddle tonight, if you catch my meaning. And I promise you a second round. And then activate Cody's video.
Did you remember that?
All of that
I'll re-listen to
suggested.
It.
You know what I mean? But yeah. She can't actually prosecute any of that.
Yeah.
Because it's like you could go like, "I meant make another puddle because we order too much froyo and it melts." But really what you're saying is the puddle's going to be,
Kevin just turned on the AC and we know that making people cold is part of some kind of sexual agenda for him.
Whoa.
Makes me wonder what he has in mind right now.
Just really warm.
Okay.
Really warm.
Okay. Should we write that?
We have to.
Maybe I'll do it after the recording.
That would be good.
When you guys are reading ads.
Okay.
That seems like a good way to get us to read our ads.
Kevin's really smart about getting us to read our ads. It's like making us eat our vegetables.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin. So go to your page. Execute Kevin's page, please.
Kevin Face, main page. See your memories. Kevin Bartelt.
How to change the name.
Like just,
you have to change.
Yes. How do change name? Probably. Make number one. Activate. Execute.
I don't think you can.
You have to.
Contact
truth.
And basic info?
Yes, that's what I thought before.
Mm-hmm. One email hidden from timeline. I must know what it is. Ah! Oh,
that's just my email address.
Yeah. Is that when you were born?
Yeah.
Gross. I'm actually pretty young, too. Have you seen Regular Show?
No.
Yeah, me neither. It's too long ago.
Okay.
My uncle likes it. I'm pretty young.
Details about you?
No, it's never going to work.
Maybe after gender right. Yes, please.
Can you do
Austin
that?
Austin Powers.
Can you do that?
Gender. Yes, please.
Very good. Okay.
I'm cracking up at this.
Add who you're interested in. You don't have any interest on here?
Come on. Not even Hollywood Handbook? This is your favorite show, dude.
Should I put?
Oh, no. Okay, I don't care about that.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't want to know about that.
Scroll up. Where do we add the stuff that you like?
Hayes is getting up, walking around the table, and he's going to get... Holy shit. He's actually picking up the mouse and the keyboard. And it's like watching friggin'... You're hanging out in like a dorm and Slash walks in. And he's just like, hey, mind if I grab that axe? And he's just a fucking maestro, just starts tuning it up.
Check in at Universal City Walk. Who let you in there?
I used to work there.
Ugh.
You checked in at work. Holy me, oh my, some of these pictures.
Is this good podcasting?
Books. If I ran the zoo, freaking all animals would get hurt. What an idiot.
Okay. Now we get to add some likes.
Oh, yeah.
Go to add likes. What should he like? What's new stuff that he should like so maybe girls aren't having to take so many rain checks all the time with him?
Okay.
How about the weather?
Yes, the weather.
The weather, yes.
Wallets.
Yes, that's really good, Cody.
Wallets.
Yes.
Wallets.
Wallets.
Then they know that you got to keep your money in something.
Cody, that's really smart.
Cody,
wallets.
That's really good. Wallets.
The second one.
Dash wallets.
You got to picture money in it. Yes, good. Wallets.
Penguins.
No.
No, Cody, enough. Stop. You were so far ahead. Just get out of the way.
What else? Sarcasm.
Sarcasm. You love that.
What?
And now he's using it even. PC more. Gamer. This is really good. What else does he like?
Bill Cosby.
Yes, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, yeah.
Can it be someone else?
Like
Bill Huxtable?
He's kind of the only stand-up.
That's not the cool... You like
the Huxtables.
You like the cool old stuff, and I don't think Bill Huxtable is an option, really. So what you like is Bill Cosby.
Oh,
Bill Cosby verified.
Can
yes,
it be himself. That's
like,
a good album.
Like every one of these pages, including Bill Cosby sexual assault allegations.
I'm not taking pictures anymore.
Okay, well that you could play both sides on. Like, show that you like Bill Cosby sexual assault allegations because you know it's like it shows girls that like
that I'm aware.
Hey, look, I know the guy's funny, but I also know he's not perfect. And something Cody would want you to do, and I don't think you should do this, is go on and like Brock Turner as a swimmer, but then also like his sexual allegations. But I think
see what
that
happens
one's
if
less
you type
defensible.
In Brock Turner.
Uh-oh. Is that how you spell it?
Yes. Okay. He does have a page. Okay. You like Brock Turner. Good.
Oh, no. Well, we were going to have to make a page for his, not a conviction at this point. And
yeah, thanks, Cody. Dear white people.
Thanks, Cody. Dear white people.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Like dear white people.
Good.
Like our page.
I already do.
Oh, Kevin, that's really
oh my God.
Nice.
Aw, I love that.
Kevin.
So sweet. And here
why
we are.
Why isn't this what you show to these women?
Hollywood Handbook?
Well, yeah, why just Kevin. They don't know about the side of you that's such a sweetie?
Why you always act so tough? Like, I eat all the froyo. I don't care how cold it is. I could do it whenever. I get a ton of toppings. Why don't you show them, like, you're a soft, sensitive guy. It's too cold for your mouth. You can't eat it. I know you can't.
I think I'm just insecure. Ooh, that could be the HBO show.
Is Engineer Cody something you could like?
Let's see. Should I like...
Hang on.
What is that?
D. Cody Martin, musician, mix engineer.
Fuck is that?
Cody.
Cody, there's another Engineer Cody.
Go look at Engineer Cody. He's getting all of Cody's likes. No wonder you're short on likes. That's why your page had nothing going on.
It's bullshit. Ooh.
It's official.
This guy's a freaking mix engineer.
Hello, new friend.
D. Cody Martin. Write something on this page. Oh, trust me, we will, Cody.
Dear, okay, Kevin, write on his page.
Dear.
Dear, thank you.
And quotes, probably, D. Cody Martin.
Good.
Cease and desist.
Okay. Could get some spelling with that.
C E S and D E sist.
Great.
Hang on. This is a lawyer. You're doing what should be jail for what you did. I know Engineer Cody. Engineer Cody's a friend of mine, and you, sir, are no Engineer Cody. And then say, like, the quote from the Kennedy.
Yeah.
And then go, would a lawyer know that? Yes. And then say this. Please don't make me come over there. Can you draw a picture of a knife on this?
Just put in parentheses knife picture.
I feel like this is where I might get in trouble.
Parentheses knife picture.
No, no.
It's in parentheses.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. From?
From?
Lawyer Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Post.
Post, and then please get a photo of this.
Scrolling to become view post.
Post?
Scroll up.
Hyperlink.
Just let me do it. I'll do the mouse thing.
Okay.
You tangled yourself.
Cody stepping up.
This is kind of romantic. I'm cold.
Okay, Cody, be careful. This is one of his moves. His only one that I know of.
Where does he want to see it?
Dude, it's a view post.
There it is.
Right, right there. See more.
Yes. Seymour.
Seymour.
Seymour Butts.
Where's the camera?
Suddenly Seymour. You guys ever watch A Little Shop of Horrors? The cast. Steve Martin's doing it. Freaking Bill Cosby's in it. Jack Black and Diana Ross.
Is it time to do anything else?
No.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.